Welcome to the Quinton Hyde Podcast. Today we're going to be doing hypotheticals. Jesper and I do these all the time behind the scenes, where we kind of just ask each other would you rather questions, how much money would you need to do blank questions, etc. We're going to do them together today with you. My hair doesn't look the way I want it to, and Jesper is also here.
Yeah, I don't think my hair is great either.
No, it's fine.
I've been wearing beanies all day, so it kind of just flattens it.
My hair is just cut way shorter than I wanted it to.
You're not pineapple, though.
I'm not pineapple, no, because I told him, like, on the sides, don't get them, like, don't give me a skin fade. Because ears are too big for that, and then they'll make me look like a pineapple.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have to kick this off real quick with the first hypothetical, and I want to start.
Hit me, baby.
Full disclosure, I did not think of this one myself. I just don't know who did. I just stole it somewhere. But I think it's really funny. This is a would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're going to date a girl. You're going to find like the girl of your dreams, etc. You're like super happy. But there's one quirk that she has. And you're going to have to pick between these two quirks which one you would rather have.
Okay.
Either after every few sips of a drink she takes, she goes,
insufferable.
Or every few bites of food she takes, she goes,
oh, I hate both. Oh, no. I feel like I would have to go with the sips of drinks, because that is like, we would just have to go to like food places, restaurants and stuff filled with boomers, because they do that anyway. It's more acceptable than being like a yum yum yum.
No. Ugh.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but just like imagine like an interval of a few minutes, just like.
Yeah, like the only situation where that is acceptable is like in kindergarten, and I would rather hang out with boomers than with children. Weirdly,
you know what? That's fair enough. Thank you. And you did that so fast.
I know. I'm always fast.
You did that. Okay. Am I supposed to answer my own hypothetical
too?
Yeah,
just go for it. What would you choose?
I think I would go with the
Why?
Yeah, because I think, I don't know how, like, what that's going to be long term, but I think I would find that relatively adorable.
How?
One of my exes did that, kind of. Not all the time, but, like, I think she did that quite commonly, and I don't think it ever bothered me.
Just use your words. You're a grown woman. You can say, this food was good. You don't have to go, yum, yum, like,
no, I feel like that would, I feel like the is in my head, that's like very cringe. And the is just, is less cringe to me.
I guess one argument you could make for is that it's not like a mouth sound. Whereas the
I think that's the difference for me.
I do get that, but I'm going to stick with my...
All right, okay. Okay, give me the first Jesper Lust hypothetical. Okay. We prepared a couple on our phones beforehand, but we haven't told each other.
Okay, this is a bit of an insane one.
I told you, keep it a little bit rated for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You get 1,000 euros per week.
Oh, that's not... That's great.
But...
Tax-free?
Yeah.
Okay.
But every month, you have to eat a dog.
An entire dog?
Yes.
Does it matter what breed?
It's randomly selected. So one month it might be a husky, the next it might be a chihuahua.
So the amount of meat very much differs.
But it's a dog, and you have to be open about it. Okay. Like, everyone knows that you eat dogs.
Okay, but like, do I tell?
No.
Do I have to tell?
Known.
Okay, it's known.
Yeah.
Do I, like, I don't have to like slaughter them, right? They get delivered to me?
Yeah, but it's very clearly still dog-shaped. It's kind of like wings, except legs and stuff.
No, I couldn't do that, but purely because of that.
Okay.
If it was just like made, like, you know, turn into steaks or like fillets and all that, no issue. Everyone would know. There's not an animal I would not eat. I wouldn't mind eating a dog. There's no issue. If there was like a restaurant right now that served it, I would probably go just because I'm curious. You're forgetting that I have no, like, to me, all life is equal in the sense that I would eat everything. So there would be no issue. But I cannot eat anything that's very, like, shaped to still be alive.
Let me change the hypothetical.
Okay.
You get 1,000 per week, tax-free, etc. But every month, you get delivered, like, steaks and sausages made from an endangered species.
I couldn't do that.
Okay.
Because it's endangered. Yeah. Okay. Now, if it was just, weird, but not, did you know that sorry, weird tangent. I own a cup made out of a capybara.
What the hell?
Yeah, and apparently those are endangered.
Aww.
And it was gifted to me, and then later on it was told, oh, did you know it was actually made out of a capybara? And I was like, huh?
That's so
I
cute.
Still have it somewhere. It's in the office.
Oh.
When I went to Argentina, I got gifted a few gifts. I don't even know how I got it through customs, because like when I was back, they were like, oh yeah, it was actually made out of capybara fur and leather. And then I looked at it, because it's like a little bit of a fuzzy cup.
Right.
And it is literally capybara.
Wow. That's horrible. That's so cute.
They are.
Have you seen the pictures of, yes, like capybaras hanging out with alligators and they're like just chill?
No, but I do know that almost everything is fine, yeah, with capybaras.
So cute.
But yeah, I have a capybara cup. No, but to get back to your question, I would not eat
capybara.
That's funny. That's Thanks. Good. All right, next one for me. Wait, let me read it real quick.
He's reading so hard.
Right. You get 10,000 euros, right?
Big fan.
Yeah. But for 1 year, every time you greet someone in what I call a traditional greeting, so that's either, hey, hello, how are you, what's up, you know, everything that's not an insane way of greeting someone,
mm-hmm,
they will magically, automatically think that you want to get with them. You want to, like, make out with them. You want to, like, sleep with them. Unless it's like, you know, if you greet someone going, or something, you know, just something completely unhinged, that's fine. But if it's, hey, what's up, how have you been, you could choose to not greet people, but you would have to actively think about it. Like, the first time you're like, hey, instantaneously they're like, oh, he wants me,
right? But I could choose to just greet every person in kind of an insane way.
Yeah, but you know, that would also have repercussions, because you would be greeting people insanely
for a full year.
Full year, yeah.
I
you could choose to never greet anyone, just stay home, but you know, you have a job.
Yeah, and that job requires me to meet quite a few people.
Yeah, you teach students. So if you're, yeah, like, hey class, then immediately the whole class thinks you want to get with them all individually.
Yeah.
Which is already sus, you can't do that. So you would have to either not greet your class or just be like, yip, 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 or something, you know?
I couldn't pay off all the lawsuits with 10,000. Yeah, I don't think I would do that, because it's just...
No. 100,000. It's 100,000 now.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay.
I think I would do that, and then I'd just, like, quit my job, and...
You know what? That's fair enough. Yeah. For 100,000, you could quite comfortably quit, yeah, your job for a year.
Yeah.
And just lock yourself up for a year.
Or just... I mean, I wouldn't lock myself up. I'd just make sure to live an insane life, so I could just greet everyone in an insane way.
That's fair enough.
Also seems kind of fun, you know?
It does not. Does not seem fun. But I do like the idea of getting $10,000 to $100,000, yeah, or euros. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, same value. It's... Oh, my throat hurts. Ugh. I should have bought those throat... We were in the store just now, and Jesper jokingly is like, oh, do you want some throat pastels? And I'm like, no, but I should have.
Now you'll never be the throat goat.
Okay. Also, I absolutely would not be. Because I
would be.
You tell me that a lot.
I would be so good.
There's now
good.
Two WhatsApp stickers of me and Jesper both having a giant candy cane, like, shoved down our throats.
Yes.
And I've sent it to multiple people already.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Okay, now go for your second one.
Yes. You become the biggest, best YouTuber instantly.
Ooh.
But everyone you'll ever find attractive receives your nudes.
Everyone that I find attractive gets naked pictures of me.
Yes.
Magically? Or I have to send them? Or I have to... How does that go?
It just appears on their phones.
I'm sorry. This is important. Uh-huh. Does the magical aspect play a part? Like, are they going to be like, oh my god, how did they get there? Or is it just like, they now know what I... look like?
No, they now know.
Okay, so the magical aspect is just unimportant.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not relevant.
Are they good pictures?
No.
Ah! Because I don't look terrible naked. Like, maybe a bit of a weird little tidbit. I don't look that bad.
No, they're just like... you standing.
Oh, you know? My standing posture is not... Yeah, I would do that. 100%, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be the best, there's like nothing else I care about more than that.
Mm. That's fair enough. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And then. Yeah. No. I'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Yeah,
and also, I find that is a downside, though. I find a lot of people attractive.
Yeah, it would be a lot of people.
So that would be a lot of people. But yeah, no, I'd be down. I would do that.
Okay.
I would 100% do that.
Nice.
That was an easy one, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Okay. Yeah! So this one is worded slightly differently. Sometimes Jesper and I, we give each other a situation, but then the other person has to say how much money they would want as a minimum to make this happen. So obviously, as like, what is like your base price? You can't just go, you know, 40 billion, because everyone wants 40 billion. We're talking like, what is the base price if offered you would make this happen? All right. How much money for 1 year, whenever you go outside, you are followed by a barrel organ?
Oh, no.
Context. Jesper hates barrel organs.
Is it playing?
Yes, constantly.
How close to me?
Few meters. It's not like a super large one. It's like a semi-portable one. It's just kind of like a guy who like has it like kind of like carts it behind you. It's never further than 5 meters until you go inside. And it'll stop when you go inside after like 30 minutes.
What counts as inside?
What counts as inside of a building?
A plane?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't follow you on a plane.
Okay.
But the moment you get off the plane, there's a barrel organ right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Every hike in your mountains, because you love to hike in mountains, at least, like, you know what? 10 meters. But there is a barrel organ. Just different songs, too. Different songs. But it's a barrel organ.
Okay. So, I would want enough money to buy a really good pair of headphones so that I could cancel that out.
All right.
So I'm just going to set aside like $1,000 for that.
All right. That's an expensive pair of headphones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm just, you know. yeah. And then, I mean, it would ruin my favorite season, summer.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind that other people also see it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I couldn't really hang out.
Outside.
Yeah.
Gardens or like yards are also included, by the way, as outside. Like, you got to be indoors.
I would need a fair bit of money for that, because like,
okay,
I love,
one year
I love being outside in summer.
Like, yeah, I don't, so like, for me,
oh,
this would be...
God. Yeah, I think with that we're talking at least like 20-25k.
Well, that's not that crazy.
I mean, it's a fair bit of money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like,
but
now, I'm going to put it this way. I would want as much money as I would make in a year.
Okay. I don't know how much that
is. Yeah, I don't either.
If I can make an estimation, yeah. I think net you make about 17,000 to 18,000.
Yeah, let's just stick with that. I think I'm going to say 25,000.
25,000. Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah, but that is like the minimum. Please make it more if that ever happens. Oh, God.
This is really funny, because a while ago, for some reason, in front of my house, there was, all of a sudden, there was a barrel organ that played exclusively TikTok songs, and there were it was like an entire school's worth of little kids just standing around it, like cheering for the barrel organ 4 meters from my house. I have like a clip that I sent Jesper being like, I hear a barrel. Oh, my God, it's a barrel organ. And I think it was there for hours.
I think my response was like, be glad I'm not there, because I would have...
You said like, I would have committed a hate crime.
That was a joke, by the way.
It was. Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't... I mean, I might punch children, but...
Nah, Jesper would never do that.
Hey, it's a fun one.
Yes.
I'm pretty proud of this one. Would you rather, for the rest of your life, be stuck in a 9-to-5?
Oh,
or never be able to find love ever again?
Oh my God! That is an insane thing. So my options are I can find love, but I'm in a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Or I will never find love, but I have like a cool job.
Yeah.
Yo, that is insane.
I know.
When we're saying love, does that mean that I can be in a relationship with someone who doesn't like me? Or do I never have a relationship?
Just never a relationship.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. 9 to 5, like, are we talking the crappy 9 to 5s?
Yeah, you'd be in an office, just at a desk.
Because there are decent 9 to 5s sometimes.
No, maybe like customer service.
Oh, the rest of my life.
Maybe like typing up Excel sheets.
Yeah. Wow, this is a difficult one.
I know. You see why I was proud of this one?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Because here's the thing, like, realistically, I'm going to be like 300 years old.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, no, I believe that. You know that. I've told you. I believe that I'll be 300 years old because of, like, progression in science and stuff. But, like, let's take it a little bit more moderately and say 150, right? Or even more moderately, like what we have right now, say 100.
Yeah.
That means I have 75 more years to live. That's either 75... Do I have casual sex? It's not love.
Yeah, not really.
Why? You're just adding that, though.
Yeah,
so but... So everything, like...
Yeah, because the 9 to 5 is like a hard commitment to 9 to 5, so the, you know, that has to be a hard commitment to insult them, you know.
I think I would have to go for the 9 to 5.
Interesting.
Because I feel like I am too much of a
simp?
No, I was gonna say someone who loves love.
Empath?
No, also not half. No. Yeah, I feel like... Okay, here's the way I'm going to look at it, right? The average person, the 99% of the world, already has a 9-to-5 their entire life. Almost no one has no love their entire life. There are some instances, and I even know some instances of people who've never had a relationship until they died. A few people in my family who have passed never had a relationship, or actually one guy, in his entire life. And apparently that made him tremendously depressed. Hmm. And because, you know, humans need oxytocin and all that, which you get through, like, hugging and all that. So I feel like, no matter, like, I would hate it, but I would have to go 9 to 5. Wow.
I think that is a reasonable answer.
What would you do?
Yeah, same, I think.
I mean, you already have a 9 to 5. No. And no love! No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
It's not really a 9 to 5.
No, I know. Your job is like I could see how that's fun.
Yeah, and like during my job interview, they explicitly said, like, we don't expect a 9 to 5 mentality, and I was like, hell yeah.
That is like alarm bells to me, because every time someone's like, oh, we need someone who doesn't have a 9 to 5 mentality,
no.
That means we want you to work overtime for no extra pay.
No, but they followed it up with, like, you don't have to come in at a specific time, like, you just teach your classes and then you as long as you do the work, we don't care where you do it. So I was like, yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I have a fourth one.
Oh, hit me.
Did you have 3?
I have 5.
You have 5? Oh my god, that is crazy. Oh, right. So, you don't really like Christmas, right?
No.
You don't really like Christmas. You get 1 million euros, tax-free. But the rest of your life, whenever someone mentions Christmas, you have to, like, let them know just how much you love it.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, a little anecdote. Like, if someone goes, like, well, Christmas, you're like, oh, I love Christmas. God, it's like my favorite holiday. Oh, Christmas rules, man. And you can never tell them it's not serious. Rest of your life. Doesn't have to be that, like, minutes on end, but it has to be at least a few sentences on how much you love Christmas whenever anyone says the word.
Here's the game. Million. Plan. I agree to it. I get the million. I convert to Judaism.
No, it doesn't count. You have to do it.
Yeah, I can convert to Judaism.
And then what? And then you're a Jewish person who constantly talks about how much he loves Christmas.
No, because no one...
No. That's not a loophole.
They don't really talk about Christmas.
Oh, you mean you're hanging out with Jewish people exclusively?
Yeah.
That is not what you said. You said you were going to convert. You could convert and still keep your same friends, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay, decent point, but... I don't know, you know,
You would just hang out with people who don't talk about Christmas.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fair enough.
I mean, I just hang out with you, I think. Like,
I don't talk about Christmas.
No.
So that makes sense.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, no, I'd do that for sure.
Ah, I would too. Yeah. A million? I know how to invest that where I wouldn't have to work a day in my life ever again. I could get 3,200 euros. Per month, by like growth in stocks by investing $1 million.
Damn.
So I could live the rest of my life off of $1 million if I had it right now.
Like livestock or?
Livestock? No. Yes. Okay, now you go.
Okay,
next
yeah.
One.
What else do we have? Let me see on my little phone over here. How much money for you to never make another video ever again?
Oh my God. On any platform?
Yeah, no more videos.
Oh.
You can't touch your camera. Just.
I genuinely don't think there's a price.
Huh.
Because I'd feel horrible. Because I have nothing else. Like, because realistically, all the money I have now, I spend on videos.
Yeah.
And I want more money to spend on videos.
Okay. Couldn't you be like, well, give me like hundreds of millions of euros and I become like, I just transform my passion into like doing theater or something.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I feel like I would be like a billionaire or something and then sit all day just being like, yo, this sucks. Because I have, what are my hobbies? What are my hobbies apart from
videos? Okay, no, but imagine, I touched the mic. Imagine you just get like, I don't know, 500 billion, then you buy Twitter from Elon Musk,
mm-hmm.
and you just become the billionaire that pisses off other billionaires. Like, that seems like a fun time, you know?
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. I genuinely think I'm going to say that this is one of the few things I don't have a prize for.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I feel like it would ruin my life.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. I don't have a fifth one, actually.
For me, it's like 1,000 euros.
1,000?
No, that's not true.
Just for this close to just never being in a video again.
No, actually, fuck, I don't know how much I would need.
Yeah, I feel like you would have a prize.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I do not.
But I do really like making videos. Then again, I also really like editing. Does that fall under?
That definitely counts under making a video.
That's a good point.
That is crazy. You like editing. I hate it so much. Like, whenever I have to do, like, a bit of the main channel videos because you either don't have time or I have to, like, stylize something, I hate it. It is, like, I could genuinely wake up in the morning and be like, oh, God, I have to edit it. I hate it so much. I love the process of, like, if I could be just the director of everything, being, like, telling other people to do certain things and just being in the videos and thinking of the ideas, that is, like, my ultimate goal. I don't want to ever touch Adobe Premiere ever again.
Editing is like making a story come together.
I want to think of it, not actually have to sit there and go, and like cut off like me going one more time.
It is like the most satisfying thing to me to have like this massive selection of loose clips and then make it into one cohesive piece. I don't know.
Yeah, I
know. I like it.
That's good. That's good. All right, give me the fifth one. Okay.
How much money for all your Hinge matches to get unlimited access to your search history, incognito mode included?
All my Hinge matches?
Yeah.
Get everything I've ever searched for?
Yep.
In what amount of time?
They get like a month to dig through it all.
Through like my lifetime of searches?
Let's say the most recent year.
Oh my God. Do they just have, like, do I have to assume they're all actually going to dig through it? Or is it just like, they get the option, but they might not do it?
I mean, what would you do if you got unlimited access to someone's search history?
Oh no.
You know? Like.
So not to flex, but I have a decent amount of Hinge matches, which in this scenario is not great. So the good thing is, I can very proudly say that none of my searches would land me in jail. All of my searches are at least ethical. But they're a little weird. Because you said including incognito tap, and you know, I'm a single 25-year-old man. I'm just thinking of what I like searched for in the like recent week.
Which is always a good sentence.
What? You don't search things in a week?
No, just the time frame you chose there, kind of, you know. It was like, oh,
I don't remember what I searched for like 3 months ago, believe it or
no,
not.
No, but if, but you would know if you only search for something weird like once every 3 months.
Oh, no, I search weird things all the time.
There we go. That's
consistent. Cool. I don't want to give the boring answer again, but I don't think I can do that.
Wow.
I think because I care so much about my videos, can I assume that it would never leak?
Yeah, but they would just know.
Yeah, they would know. Fair enough. But would they tell other people? Would it leak like, oh, Quentin Heights searches for blank?
Probably not, but they might tell some of their friends, like...
Yeah, but it's never going to be, like a big thing. Like, imagine five years from now, I'm the greatest YouTuber to have ever lived. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, Quentin Heights searches for this.
It's not guaranteed, but probably not. Like, it depends on the decency, like...
A million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a drop down from no price to a million.
Yeah, so. I know. But like I said, I could live the rest of my life off of that.
Probably.
And still have enough money to make videos. And then everything I make on that, I can just expand. And I mean, I would have to... How many matches do I have currently? Currently or also the ones that have unmatched me or have been banned? I have a surprising amount of matches that have been banned. And then I get an email that's like, hey, be careful, because we banned one of your matches.
You know what? Throw those in as well.
Oh, that's... Fine, you know what? It's like... Only Hinge? Because I've used other apps too. Only Hinge,
yeah,
right?
Just Hinge.
You know what? Sure, yeah, a million. What about you? Oh, wait, you don't Google weird things, really.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
$7, huh?
No, I would say make it like... A few thousand. No, just because, like, I do some searches for my research that are a bit like, wow, he's an incel. No, I'm not.
Right,
I'm
just, yeah, that's fair enough.
I just like visiting the subreddits to keep an eye on what the community's up to.
Yeah, no, I have too many things that would make people go, huh? So I'd... But also, not even just the X-rated stuff, but I also like to... I have a lot of, like, macabre searches that I'm just curious about, just from, like, a scientific point of view.
Mm.
Like, some insane stuff where you're like, eh? Like, for example... no, wait, you know what? Maybe not. Which of these can I just say without landing on a list?
Maybe you can say, like, donate to the channel, and then I'll leak my searches.
No, I'm not leaking my search history.
Donate $1 million to Quentin and he'll leak his...
No. There's no way. I'm not publicizing my search history.
That'd be funny.
What is the last thing you searched in your,
That's a good one to end on.
Yeah, that's a good thing to end on. What is the last thing you searched in your non-incognito tab?
Let me see. Oh, it's so boring.
Yeah, because it's the normal tab. Oh, right. I remember what I Googled.
Yeah, so I was looking for a lyric from a band. I didn't remember the song title.
Mm-hmm.
So I just entered the name of the band and the lyric I remembered.
So my last search today is how do I pair the wireless microphones that we're currently wearing, because they were just recently repaired. You want to know what my most recent search from yesterday, though?
Yeah.
What is the plural for prostate?
Was it prostates?
No, in Dutch.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't know if it was prostaten or prostats. And we were discussing that during family holiday evening. So I was like, no worries, you guys, I'll Google it. So then we settled it that it's...
I kind of hoped it would be a case of, I don't know, you thinking it would be like prostate or something.
No. Thank you so much for listening to this new episode. I thought it was a particularly fun one to
record.
This was
fun. Yeah.
If you like this, we might actually do another one of these. Would love for you to subscribe, follow, etc. Let us know what you think. And I'd love to see you next time.